I think it's maybe 10 years ago, and it was a friend from America, and it was my sister's pen pal. So I met him at the table, and we have dinner together, and he cracked me some table manners, because like I was picking food, and it was wrong, and it was rude, so he cracked me.
And so he corrected you in English?
Yeah.
Okay. How about reading? Do you have a memorable English language reading experience?
Yeah, like maybe after having college classes, because in Mainland we just read novels in Chinese, and it was hard for us to have time to read some novels because we have lots of exercise to take. So after going to college, I read Annie John for the first time, and it was a creepy one, I think. So really creepy.
Yeah.
So it was the most meaningful reading experience for me.
Now, they talk these days about the changing classroom, how things are done. And I was just thinking of your experience that you said that your sister's friend corrected your eating habits.
Yeah.
So if we were to have interactive teaching, can you imagine having an interactive meal in the classroom and doing something similar?
Maybe, because it was a life experience, and it was really useful for all the students to have one. Like you can do it correctly and right before others. So it was elegant, maybe.
And your university experience means that you're very much away from home. You're in another city, in another place. And at first, probably Cantonese was not easy to come by. So English must have been something that you had to rely on a lot. So what was that experience like, coming and suddenly having to use English a lot more than you did perhaps before?
I think it's not a problem for me, because all my friends take care of me, and they maybe at first they speak slowly, and they also use Mandarin as well. So it was not that hard.
And then in the future, if you were to return to the mainland as an English teacher, how might you do things differently when you're a teacher?
Maybe I will let my students do less paperwork, like them watch more English videos, or perhaps playing songs at class, so they may get more touch with English.